Thanks for calling Customer Support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
My name is John Masella. I had a charge on my credit card for $91.89 on June 7th.
I can take a look at that for you. What's your zip code?
15367.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me, please?
115 Castlebrook Drive, Venetia, V as in Victor, E-N-E-T-I-A, Pennsylvania, 15367.
Thank you for that. I do see that what you were, well, I do see an account for Ms. Erin Masella, and what she was charged for was for the keto and the keto cleanse that helps reduce appetite and increase the metabolism. It was only on that 14-day free trial-based period, 14 days later, to be for the full amount of the product, which is why you see that $91.89 on your account.
So, I mean, you're saying this the keto?
And the keto
cleanse.
You're saying
that the keto cleanse was almost $99?
Yes, sir, both of them, the $91.89.
Well, I mean, my wife had to stop taking that, I mean, a week ago, even longer, because she's, you know, prepping for surgery. So she wasn't even able to, you know, use that medication. And, I mean, I'm not familiar with where it says that you'd have to turn that in within 14 days.
Well, it was on when she checked out, when she clicked that box saying she's 18 years older, the terms and conditions of the product was in that box. And she did have it like way past that 14 days. So that's why she was charged the full amount of it.
Well, what needs to happen for me to have you credit my account for $91.89?
Well, it is past 14 days, so we wouldn't be able to give you a refund on that charge.
Who's that?
I said, since it's past the 14 days, and like I said, she didn't call in within those 14 days, wouldn't be able to issue a refund on that charge.
They won't issue a refund?
No, sir, because it is a valid charge.
Well, I mean, in reality, is this something that's advertised clearly that someone, if they don't return that information or return the product within 14 days, that they're going to be charged a full amount, $99?
Yes, sir. They put it there when you check out, and they put it in the terms and conditions about when you click and stand, you're 18 years old.
When you say that you're 18 years old?
When you click that box saying you're 18 years old, it has the terms and conditions of the information there, and it has there when you're clicking out with purchasing the trial sizes.
Do me a favor. Send me a copy of that advertisement.
Well, we're not able to send the copies out. Whether your wife ordered it off, you had to go back there to look at it.
Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about something that is not presented as part of an advertisement. You're talking about something that's asking questions later after someone's already made a determination to purchase something.
No, sir. It's there when you get ready to check out before you even put your car information in.
That's correct. Although you're talking about something that's not presented as part of an advertisement, you're talking about something that's part of a process of checkout. And that's not appropriate. And I'd venture to say that it's likely illegal.
Yes, it was.
Who do I need to talk to? Because I am not going to allow us to be charged $91 for a bottle of pills that are unremarkable. So who do I need to talk to? Who do you need to transfer me to?
Well, I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. They're going to tell you the same thing, but I will transfer you.
That's fine.